гостю веселеньку про Венгерку. Молоденьку про Венгерку. Заспіваймо, серце наше звеселяймо. Ой, Венгерко, 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 позич мені люстерко, люстерко. Я сивуся пікручу, пікручу, завтра вранці доручу, доручу. Я сивуся пікручу, пікручу, завтра вранці доручу, доручу.
Toronto, Ontario, that was Dunai from their most recent album, with a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Susidko, the neighbor. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіоукраїнського коріння, яка подається вам по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. Coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network, I'm your host, Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. This hour, we've got a great program lined up for you. We have a book review of two books written by a Winnipeg author based on her family's experiences during the Stalinist times. As well, we have Victor's vignettes and a new narrator for Victor from Vancouver, Stan Nastenko, and he'll be telling Victor's story about what it was like growing up in the Soviet Union. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a brand new addition to the Nash Holis Library. This is a group from Toronto called Lyra. And here they are with a song with original lyrics written by my colleague in Edmonton, Roman Breton. Here they are now, Lyra from Toronto with Spohade Reflections.
Хочу тим самим шляхом, де ми були вдвох. Спогади за спогадами відмикаю льох. Крок за кроком геть від ми перейшли на я і ти. Куди пропали мрії і де знайти надії? Чи шукать мені той поворот шляхів? Де шукати шлях, яким і ти зумів? Сповідання як знайти? rozwijali strzechy. Szukaj nowej mrii, wyznaj nowej nadziei. Chodź tym samym szlachom, gdzie my byli w to. Walking down the path together like we used to do. Both of us is one together, now it's me and you. Thought it was forever, walking down the path together like we used to do. Хочу тим самим шляхом, де ми були вдвох. Звони за спогадами відмикаю льох. Крок за кроком геть від Перейшли на я і ти, куди пропали мрії, і де знайти надії, хочу тим самим шляхом, де ми були вдвох. Хочу тим самим шляхом, де ми були вдвох.
Чого серця, як мать?
another fairly new addition to the Nationalist Library. That was a group from Montreal called Rosa, and that song was Stoit Topolia, There Stands a Poplar. Coming up next is Fata Morgana and lead vocalist Oleksiy Kerekesha, and this goes back a little ways. It is a song about a Ukrainian hero, a historical figure by the name of Nechai.
Ой, над сином, над нечаєм чорним.
Ви слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. При мікрофоні Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Павліна. Welcome to Knižka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik. Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knižka Corner, we look at two books for middle grade readers by Manitoba author Gabriel Goldstone. Redstone tells the story of Stalin's cruel destruction of the Kulak way of life during the 1930s through the eyes of 11-year-old Katya Halter. In the companion volume Broken Stone, Gabriel Goldstone picks up Katya's story as she returns from Siberia to find strangers living in her home. As Redstone begins, Katya and her brother Albert are playing near the windmill on the family farm. She picks up a chunk of red granite, which she carries with her for many years. It will become a symbol of her family's prosperous past life when they lived in the village of Fedorovka, about 35 kilometers northwest of Zhytomyr and an hour west of Kyiv, in what is today Ukraine. Katya's father is a successful farmer. These farmers were known as kulaks. However, Stalin has a plan to start collectivization, and his plans do not include the kulaks. In this chilling story of how quickly life can change, Katya and her family are forced to leave their home and travel to a labor camp in the Siberian Gulag. How will they survive the terrible conditions? Broken Stone picks up Katya's story after the family returns to their village of Fedorovka. Their uncle Leo, a member of the Communist Party, has organized their release. At first, they stay with his wife, their Aunt Helena. However, Leo arranges for them to travel to East Prussia, where their father's relatives live. They have never met these relatives before, and they are terrified to leave their homeland. What will happen when they arrive in East Prussia? How long will they have to stay with these strangers? Gabriel Goldstone's novels represent a very personal journey. Redstone, which was first published under the title The Kulak's Daughter in 2010, is dedicated to her mother Elsa and other Kulak children. In the introduction, readers are told, "This is a work of fiction, but the story of what happened to the Kulaks is true." As a child, Goldstone often heard stories about Stalin's cruel treatment of the kulaks from her mother. She used these memories to create the courageous main character, Katya Halter. Goldstone also traveled to Ukraine to search through KGB files to fill in the details of her novels. Even though Broken Stone continues the poignant story of Katya Halter, this novel can definitely stand on its own. It tells Katya's story as a young adult struggling to keep her family together in the face of incredible loss and difficult circumstances. However, readers would be well advised to read the two novels in sequence because the stories are so powerful. Both novels are skillfully written with believable characters, interesting historical detail, and realistic situations. Readers who are hoping for a portrayal of Ukrainian nationalism during Stalin's oppression of the Kulaks will be disappointed because the characters see themselves as Russians. Katya's mother, Mathilde, tells her sister, "Russia is our country now. My children were born here, just like you and me. We must focus on the here and now and adapt. We may be Germans, but we're Russian Germans now." However, these novels represent a powerful portrait of man's inhumanity to man during Stalin's reign of terror. Although these events happened long ago, Katya's words still ring true for readers in today's world. You never know what will happen next. You can plan and hope and do all things right, and then a storm comes along. Gabriel Goldstone studied 20th century German literature at university. She wanted to read stories about her ancestors, but found that none were written. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, Gabrielle started investigating her mother's family history and traveled to Ukraine in 2004. As a result of her research, she wrote the novel Redstone. Redstone was previously published as The Kulak's Daughter in 2010. It received a Silver Moonbeam Award for historical fiction and was included in Resource Link's 2010 Year's Best list for grades 7 to 12. In 2015, it was published in a new and improved version by Rebel Light, along with the sequel, Broken Stone. Gabriel Goldstone lives in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Redstone and Broken Stone are available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Of young musicians from Winnipeg called Molodzi with a song called Early Bird of Spring. That's something I think we're all looking forward to, at least in the Northern Hemisphere these days. Coming up next, the Interlake Polka Kings from the Interlake area in Manitoba, and a step back in time with a song from their album. It was a vinyl recording that I grew up with, and it was called Looking to the Future. The song is Hardships on the Farm.
А я тепер заспіваю, нехай най всі чують, проти бідні робітники, що при тебе тують. Колись було людям добре, та й ще гонор мали, Proti bídni robit neke nikde nezhadali. Brali su te brali kare mesi heres bander, za to prezent gestovali na Christmas kalender. A jak skoro po Christmas, считай po novim roči, rekolektor na порозі та їх соли очі. А фармаші відзиває, так ніби не чує, а він папери з кишені фарми морги чує. Я вже більше не приїду, я напишу листа, єдна фарма піде в моргі, друга буде чиста. Ходить фармар по подвіру, ходи заглядає, під гринера черевики старі викигає. Вийшла місяць на подвір'я, стала ще сварити, як би зашив за фіксову, ще би зміг ходити. Як би зашив за фіксову, ще до покійцеви, щоб не мучив ані цента платити ще в себе. Ходить фармар по подвіру, ходи заглядає, а тут шторник вреза кредит і кури лапає. А вже тощів, що сповнило, що сказали люди, що у мене коло хати найяйча не буде.
Жила, Боже, чого?
Trio from Montreal, a girl group called Chetamshina. They've been around a long, long time, and that is a song from their CD called Postage Kahmri, Along Paths of a Dream, and a song about two trees, Smerishka I Kashtan, the fir tree and the chestnut. Coming up next is a rockabilly group from Ukraine called Otvinta, and a song with a title that I'm not really sure exactly what it means, but it's a great title and a great song. Dharma ya neusya tsibuli, In Vain I Ate Onions.
Як у серці пече, ще не було такої весни. Гострий погляд твоїх незрівняних очей, наче цвяхо прибив до стіни. Ти сама підійшла, дивина серед див, досить близько, щоб я зрозумів. Дарма я наївся цибулі, дарма я наївся цибулі, дарма.
Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio. Говорить Павіна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Павіна.
My name is Станіслав Настенко, and I'm pleased to bring you Victor's Vignettes. Stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine. These stories were written by Viktor Sergeyev, who lives in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. Viktor worked as freelance technical translator from English, but now has multiple sclerosis, which makes speaking difficult for him. But he finds great joy and a creative outlet in writing and sharing his stories online and on Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You can find Viktor's original transcript along with his commentary at his blog Vignettes Life in Ukraine. Links and audio files at www.nashgolos.com. In Soviet times, life was always divided into two parts: before the revolution and after the revolution, or before the war and after the war. It all began in the playground. Our childish games started by creating two opposing teams, positive and negative players, kind of like cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians. Only we played mostly war games. In every war game there are always enemies, our soldiers against their soldiers. If the game was reenacting the 1917 revolution, then it was red, krasnye, against white, Bele. And when it was reenacting World War II, it was Russians, Ruskie, against German, Nemtsi. Of course, historical figures and political leaders of the day were also categorized. Lenin, Katovsky, Budyonny, Chapayev were good. Hitler, Mao Zedong, Nixon were bad. There were, however, only two persons that were never categorized, nor even mentioned: Stalin and Khrushchev. In the early 1960s, people in Soviet Union were still undecided as to whether these two were positive or negative persons. After the collapse of communism, our life before 1991 was called either during the Soviet Union times, which is positive reflection, or during the Sovok times, which is a negative reflection. However, nobody came up with a common term to describe life after 1991. The mass media dubbed it during independence, but it never really caught on with the general population. With Ukrainian sovereignty currently under attack in a totally unexpected war with Russia, it might yet catch on. One of the fronts of this war with Russia is the propaganda front, also called the information war. This is something new for the Western world, but for those of us who grew up in Soviet times, it's like stepping into the past. Soviet propaganda created another polarity in our lives. There was a standard joke about the two major Soviet media outlets, Pravda, which means truth, and Izvestia, which means news. У дивні часи ми живемо. Нема правди в Ізвестіях, нема новин у Правді. We live in the strangest times. No news in Pravda, the truth. No truth in Izvestia, in the news. And another common one, the shortest joke: communism. Our lives in the USSR were saturated with Soviet propaganda. It was everywhere, from the cradle to the grave. Starting in kindergarten, throughout elementary and high school, then in higher education, and afterwards we were bombarded in movies, TV, literature, billboards, everywhere. Granted, it was crude by today's standards. Still, its very crudeness, along with its ubiquity, revealed the patterns and technique of state propaganda. Now, for us who lived through this absurdity, it's easy to spot the difference between fact and fabrication in today's media. For those who didn't, not so much. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev, in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcript and commentary at his blog, Vignettes Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashvolos.com. I'm Stanislav Nastenko in Vancouver, Canada. Until next time.
Вечоріє, повстанське серце б'є, Лента набої поспішно подає, ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай, ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай. А ворог атакує і при це щосил, юнак кулеметник їх правно косив. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай. Як сонце сходило, втомлений юнак, упав він ранений, упав він навзнак. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай. До нього санітарка поспішно йде, в обличчя вдивляєсь, його пізнає. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подала, Український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Український повстанче в бою не відступай. Пече в грудях рана, біля кулемета дівчина молода. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Країнський повстанче в бою не відступай. А ворог атакує в останній момент, наново заграв вже затихлий кулемет. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Український повстанче в бою не відступай. Ах, Лента за Лентою набої подавай, Український повстанче в бою не відступай.
Ой, у Лузі під Донбасом в кроваву годину поставали наші хлопці знов за батьківщину. Поставали наші хлопці знов за батьківщину. Україну злії люди хочуть зґвалтувати, тому стали українці її захищати, тому стали українці її захищати.
із всієї України зібрались завзяті. Грудьми стали до загину рятувати матір. Грудьми стали до загину рятувати матір. Ради смерті урагани, смерть носила люта, та не зможуть ці тирани в рабство нас закути, та не зможуть ці тирани в рабство нас закути. Буде жити добра слава на землі козацькій, і збереже Бог державу у любові братській, і збереже Бог державу у любові братській.
And a couple of songs reflecting the current reality in Ukraine today and the ongoing war. You just heard from an ATO, from ATO soldiers singing Oy Uluzi Pid Donbasam, a song about a meadow in the Donbas area of eastern Ukraine currently being destroyed. And prior to that was Taras Chubai and Lenta Zalentoyu. Pass the cartridge for the ribbon. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and online at am1320.com, live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca, and elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. Нежа, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Самий себе пізнай, другому догани не давай. And our proverb of the week translates as know yourself and do not blame others. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have Romko from Edmonton and Canada's National Kalameka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.